Hello, fans. This is Marty Lurie. Playing for an expansion team has its lighter side, as the deck usually is stacked against a first-year club. Former New York Yankee Jim Boughton, author of the best-selling baseball book Ball 4, shares some of his favorite anecdotes with us from that first Major League season in the Northwest as a member of the Seattle Pilots, as well as his comeback at the age of 39 in the National League. In his baseball memory,
I think probably the most colorful guy in Ball 4 is the manager of the Seattle Pilots, Joe Schultz. Joe was sort of the opposite of Vince Lombardi. You know, Joe felt sorry for us. He told us not to feel bad. We just didn't have the talent. But he was great. He tried to keep the clubhouse loose. He was always saying funny things, you know. I remember during a doubleheader against the Baltimore Orioles, the eighth inning, we're losing 11-0. You know, we know we're going to lose the second game. We just don't know what the score is going to be yet. Joe Schultz looks up and down the bench and he says, "Men, between games of this doubleheader, we have a choice of ham, roast beef, or tuna salad." He's just always breaking the guys up, you know. He was just a very funny guy. And he was always telling us to pound the old Budweiser. I remember one time I'm out on the mound, I'm pitching, I got the bases loaded. Joe Schultz calls timeout, comes running out to the mound, and he looks at me, I look at Joe, and he doesn't have anything to say to me. You know, I tried to help him out a little bit. I said, what do you think, Joe? He said, just zits him, and we'll go in and pound some Budweiser. I never asked him what he meant by zits him. Just zits him, and we'll go in and pound the old Budweiser.
Sal Magley was the pitching coach there, and I know there's a couple of passages about him saying, look, throw it knee-high on the outside corner.
Right. Yeah, Sal always had some great advice. All you got to do is throw that curveball knee-high on the outside corner, no problem. Well, of course, Sal, thanks. That's like the scouting reports we used to get on Sandy Koufax or some hitter. We'd get some scouting report on Ken Boyer before the 1964 World Series was that Sandy Koufax used to strike him out on belt-high fastballs. Oh, that's a big help.
Hey, you pitched, though, you came back with a knuckleball. And you pitched at Candlestick Park. I remember you won the game. What was it like for you to come back and develop that pitch and actually get another shot in the major leagues?
That was probably one of the greatest summers of my life, if not the greatest summer. I was 39 years old. I hadn't pitched against major leaguers for 8 years. My first start was against the Dodgers. The Giants and the Cincinnati Reds were in a three-way pennant race with the Dodgers. The management of those teams was furious that Ted Turner would use a sportscaster who hadn't played for 8 years and pitch him against one of the contending teams, and it was considered they went to the baseball commissioner. They complained about that. Sparky Anderson of the Cincinnati Reds. And so Ted Turner says, well, we'll pitch him against the Dodgers, but we'll also pitch him against the Giants and the Reds. We'll make it fair for everybody. So I lost my game against the Dodgers, but when I pitched against the Giants, I beat him 4-1. It was my first major league win in 8 years, and it effectively knocked the Giants right out of the pennant. And I almost beat the Cincinnati Reds. I pitched a complete game. I lost 2-1. I pitched a five-hitter against them, and it would have been great to beat the Reds, too. But at least Sparky Anderson had the class to say he did a good job. He belongs here.
Good baseball memories. I appreciate it.
Thanks. That's all I got now is my memories.
Jim Boughton returned to the majors with the Atlanta Braves in 1978. Now, at this point, he's a knuckleballer. He's already an author. So his return to baseball was viewed with great skepticism. He started 5 games, he won 1 and lost 3, throwing 29 innings and giving up 18 runs. At the end of the season, taking the advice of Pilots manager Joe Schultz once again, he pounded a few more Budweisers and headed into the clubhouse for the final time. I don't know about you, but I'm going to read his book, Ball 4, again. This is Marty Lurie. Join me tomorrow for Memories of the Game.